All right, joining us, we call him at Sports Larry KMBR, but I know him as Larry Krueger. I'm sitting in his studio this morning. How are you?
Hey, long time, what is it, long time listener, first time caller?
Yeah, very good. Now, you're usually to the left. I'm in the Legends chair this morning. Come on, I'm feeling like I've got big shoes to fill here.
Well, you better take good care of it, because he'll be back. He'll be back.
Yes, he will, and I hope he's listening this morning somewhere. If he is, come on, call in. I like when he calls in. So, I got into this thing with the rotation. Well, let me start with the Interleague first.
Okay.
We had Ken Korak on this morning. A's, Giants. A's were one game away from probably winning a pennant. Yeah, they would have wiped out the Yankees, I think. And here we have Interleague, A's, Giants. These are two decent teams, two good teams, maybe a little bit underachieving in the pitching department, with good bullpens, big stars on the team, power hitters. This has all the makings of what should be an excellent four-game series.
Yeah, no question. Two good managers, two really good closers. You know, I mean, Romo and Balfour looked outstanding so far.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get two teams that are viable playoff teams, and we're lucky here in the Bay Area. If you want to see American League ball, go check it out. You want to see the National League style, you got that option available to you as well. So, it's a great time to be a baseball fan in Northern California.
Well, where do you stand on the DH? And we've had that a little bit of that discussion today, and we've done it over the past few weeks. You know, you got 20 Interleague games. Only 10, of course, would be in an American League park where the DH would be an issue. But then American League teams have to come here and not use a DH. There is some inequity in this thing. Is there any way to resolve it and still maintain the integrity of what we like to call the National League?
Yeah, it's called abolish the DH.
All right, so you abolish it.
I mean, that's the only way to do it. I mean,
yeah.
That is the only way. If you're talking about, you know, correcting inequities and making for an even playing field, I mean, get rid of the DH. I mean, baseball started in the 1880s or whatever. I mean, they wound up, somehow they got through the entire century without the DH, so it's hardly something that we have to have. It would cost some guys their jobs, and some people think that the National League style is, you know, they fall asleep when the pitcher comes to hit. But to me, the strategy is clearly superior in the National League. I mean, ask anybody who ask Bochy about how he considers managing on days where it's interleague. It's almost, I'm not saying it's a day off, but it's an easier task. And I mean, Tony La Russa has spoken to that many times. I just, you know, it's different styles. If I have no problem seeing one in one league and one in the other, but since we're going to this deal where we're going to see a lot more interleague games, I think you do have to either make it all one. You need uniformity. And if I'm going to go uniformity, I'm abolishing the DH.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I'd rather see the strategic game. As I say, the other one is grip it and rip it kind of stuff. And it's just different. It's different. I'm not sure there's a way to resolve it because I don't think the American League is going to give it up. And you can't say, well, one year no DH in National League parks and one year DH is in both parks. And I guess you just can't do it. But, you know, if you're in AT&T Park, how would you feel about using the DH for interleague in the National League park? How would you feel about that?
Well, you know, I would. What do you think about the idea of giving the NL an extra player, so they could have a DH? You know,
for those games, you mean?
Yeah, or you know, something. Do something with the roster where you could have a DH.
All right.
I don't know. Personally, I've always enjoyed the two different brands, and I do like seeing the veteran power hitters, you know, the Chili Davises, extend their career by 4 or 5 years and getting to see good hitters hit. I mean, I like seeing good hitters hit, don't get me wrong. But if we're going to have so many interleague games, the NL either has to adopt the DH or the AL has to abolish the DH. So I'll vote for the latter.
All right. No, I'm with you on that. All right. I'll go. You've convinced me. Larry Krueger, of course, the voice you know, and I'm sitting in his studio with, of course, Gary Radnich will be back. You guys are back tomorrow, I assume, right?
That is correct.
All right. Good. All right. Now, Giants baseball. And, of course, they had a 4-2 homestand, the walk-off, and all these comeback wins and Pagan's inside the park, two-run homer on Saturday. It comes down to pitching. And right now, and, you know, I like to look at the big picture. right now for me over 162, that starting rotation for me is trouble. I just don't feel good about it right now.
Well, I mean, I think you say, well, why are we seeing so many comeback wins? Because the starting pitching has been disappointing, and the bullpen's been nails for the most part, and these hitters, you know, second and third go-around are really, you know, showing a lot of poise and putting together quality at-bats their second and third time through the lineup. And so you see the Giants playing from behind and coming roaring down the stretch, and sometimes they get there and they get the comeback win. Sometimes they get close at the end, but I agree with you. I think the starting pitching is a little bit of a concern. It's only a concern mostly because the guys who have to step in and step up, whether it be a Kickham or a Heston or somebody else out of the minor leagues, are kind of unknown quantities to the general fans right now, to the fan base. So, I mean, that's a big – if you knew that Michael Kickham – if you had seen him in 12 starts last year and he looked great, you wouldn't be sweating it as much. But you haven't, and the Giants fans haven't. And so there's this fear like, oh, gosh, you're going to have to rely on somebody that's not, you know, Vogelsong, Zito, Bumgarner, Kane, or Lincecum. Oh, God, you know. But that's a regular occurrence for most baseball teams to have to use, you know, their sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth starter over the course of 162. So to me, this is just kind of the Giants showing that they're like every other team in baseball, and they're going to need some reinforcements. They're going to need some help.
Well, I think we'll see what Kickham does, and maybe a two starts for him. He pitches on Tuesday. Then they're, let's see, the no days off, and his next start would be against the Cardinals, I would imagine, on Sunday. So, you know, this is not simple for him, but I think they'll give him a couple of starts, I would imagine, unless he's completely off the charts tomorrow. But I still think you need a veteran pitcher in there. And I'll ask you this question. I asked this yesterday. You know, Bumgarner and Kane are 1-2, 2-1, however you want to say it. But if you had to throw a third pitcher out there now in a big series, who would you take as your third guy?
Wow. Who are you taking first?
Bumgarner? Well, either one. You know they're going 1-2. And I have Kane number one. He's the guy I want to have the ball.
I'm going with Zito.
Zito three? Okay.
Big games. I trust him more than I trust Lincecum. Obviously he's healthier at this point than Vogelsong. I'm going with Zito just based on the Giants record in his last like 25 starts is so unbelievably gaudy that I'm with that in mind, I'm going with Zito.
All right. Who's your key guy? Now we got a long road trip here. Now this two, these are semi road games. Then they come home for a couple. Then after that, and I'm looking at the schedule, and Larry, you know it, St. Louis for three, home for Toronto for two, then Arizona, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta on the road. San Diego, Miami at home, then the Dodgers and Colorado on the road, then Cincinnati on the road. Who's your key guy here over the next, let's say, 5 weeks? Who do you look for that's got to come up and have a big month to carry this ball club a little bit?
Angel Pagan.
Okay.
Angel Pagan. Here's why. Scudero's doing his thing. Basically every guy in that lineup between 2 to 6 is hitting close to 300.
Yeah.
So you have quality hitters up and down the lineup. I believe the Giants, last I checked a couple days ago, were first in the National League in team batting average.
Raf printed that out for me. I think they still are.
Okay, so they have guys who can swing it in the middle of their lineup. They got the reigning MVP. Sandoval's the best bad ball hitter known to man. So belt's heating up. And Crawford gives you quality at-bats. To me, it's all about Pagan. If Pagan can get it rolling, this team will put up numbers that will basically make their starting pitching be able to relax a little bit. And that's why I think, you know, getting him right, pulling him out if he had a hammy and giving him a day, I think is the best, you know, the best plan of attack. But if he gets it rolling, I mean, you saw in October, Marty, when Scudero and Pagan set the table for this lineup, they score runs, and they score lots of runs. So to me, he's the key guy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I've said it last year in August and September and October. I know you and I talked about it. Pagan for me. But the other guy, if I pick another one, and I've said this a number of times, it's Belt. You know, Belt is starting to hit better. You know, he comes up here now, you think something's going to happen. There are people on ahead of him. Now, Sandoval is a little cold right now. I think he's 6 for his last 28, something like that. But you get him on, Posey and Pence seem to get on. All of a sudden, the number six hitter can start doing a lot of damage. And I'm telling you, on the road, and then those parks are smaller. And I'm going to go with Belt. I think Belt is the guy in June. If he comes through and has, Raph is agreeing with me. Good, good. Thanks, Raph. If he comes through in June, I think Belt is the guy. That number six hitter just changes the whole dynamic. Because if he doesn't, then you got Belt as an out. Now you're into Blanco and Crawford. You're putting more pressure on those guys.
I'll give you one more because I, you know, I think this one jumps out at me. With Castilla having the cyst on the knee,
yeah,
the eighth inning. Now,
yeah,
whoever that yeah is, you know, whether it's Affelt or Javier Lopez, whether you're Cicantos or one of the righties, the eighth inning. I mean, if the Giants start getting better starts, they start swinging it. Pagan starts swinging it. They've got leads, but now they're getting blown up before they get to Romo in the eighth by not having Casilla and his electric stuff. To me, that's also a huge key because you know it, Marty. I mean, every game is not like losing every other game. When you lose a game that you lead in the seventh, eighth, or ninth, man, that's a kick to the gut.
Yeah, Ron Waters has told us that many times. You got to win the games you're supposed to win. And, yeah, I'm with you on that, too. Affelt can get righties and lefties out, but that delivery, you never know where that delivery is going to be. He becomes important. Machi probably, Andy Bagley says, he gets to the top of the pecking order. But I'll give you another one. I think Chad Godin eventually becomes the right-handed guy for the eighth inning until Casilla comes back.
Well, as long as they don't – I mean, have they made a decision on tomorrow's start for the yeah, they calling up kick him?
Yeah. Where are you in this country? Where have you been?
No, I had a late night last night. I was sleeping. I was out running with the kids in the morning. I didn't get a chance to listen.
Come on, you got it. Don't you have Twitter and all this? You don't have that. All right.
I had the computer. I'm on a landline, Marty. All right.
Yes.
Cell phone died.
All right. To tell Larry Kruger, who just returned from outer space, Andrea, the astrologer, will be calling you any minute here. Yes, Michael Kickham, the lefty, is pitching tomorrow. And that's a big deal for him. He's going against the A's, a team that he's better throw strikes. If he doesn't throw strikes, he'll be out of there in the fourth inning.
Well, you know, if you read the book on him, you know, it's pretty interesting. I mean, Missouri State, 6'4 kid, throws low 90s. And it sounds like in the past, when he hasn't had things go his way on the mound, that, you know, it's kind of gotten to him and he hasn't necessarily had a poker face out there. It'll be interesting to see if the A's start working him a little bit, if he can stay poised.
Well, that's the story of A's baseball. They work the count. They try to get you out of the game, get into middle relief. But, you know, the world has changed. Middle relief now is not what it was 5 years ago. Middle relief now, you bring in a guy throwing 95. So, but you get that starter out of there. It's a day game in Oakland. Whenever it's a day game in Oakland, the ball flies, and the weather is good. So this game today is interesting for me with Dan Straley. A guy, you get him in the stretch, he's a different pitcher. You get him the second time through the lineup, he's a different pitcher. So that's young pitching. You never know what you're going to get out of him.
Hey, I got one quick question for you. Baggerly had Cliff Lee rumors a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
What do you think of that whole idea? I mean, obviously, it would take the ownership to loosen the purse strings, but this team with a Cliff Lee, especially the way Lee's dealing right now, could be the best team in the league.
Well,
and they could win their third World Series in 4 years and become a dynasty. I'm never one for the, you know, trade a bunch of prospects for the hired gun, but man, if there ever was a year to do it, to me, this is the year, and that's the guy.
All right. Well, he comes with a lot of money that's owed to him. He's like 30. Wasn't he like 37 already? I think he's getting up there. It would mean the end of Zito and Lincecum, which may happen anyway. I would rather go Ricky Nolasco. He's a free agent. He's from the Marlins. It wouldn't take a ton of things to get him. And you put him in there as your number three. And now as a playoff rotation, I think he's solid enough to give you. And he loves pitching out here in this park. I would go that way. But if you get Lee, why not? I mean, it's a lot of money, but it means the end of Zito and Lincecum because his money would take place of that.
The other guy that I love, Marty, I love Jonathan Harrell from Houston.
I know. You love these Houston guys.
I do.
Right?
I like
you're
this
all,
guy. This
I know. You're all over. It's Lucas. Lucas
and
Harrell, isn't it?
Stuff.
Lucas. Isn't it Lucas Harrell?
Or Lucas Harrell. Lucas.
Yeah, I know. You've been on. Well, you were on Jason Grilley last year, and you were right about that. But, yeah, Lucas Harrell you like. I know that. I know you like him. Bud Norris, you're all over him.
Local guy. Marin County guy,
yeah.
I believe.
Well, we'll see. My point is, and I think we agree, I think they have to make a move. And I would make a move sooner rather than later. But give Kickham his shot here, and maybe he'll be able to stop the gap until Vogelsong comes back.
Well, you know, and I did have a conversation a few weeks ago with John Barr. I think the Giants feel pretty good about some of the young arms they have in their system making a contribution. Now, obviously, they weren't expecting to have to go to them at this point. It's definitely ahead of time. But I think they feel really, really good about more than a half dozen different pitchers. So you may see them lean on their system for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, but it's going to take two more years for that, and they got a chance to win another series this year and next year. With this core group. All right, hey, nice to have you with us. I'm glad you're back in the country, and you'll be here tomorrow, right?
I will be back in the chair tomorrow. Heck, if things, depending on what our plans are for today, you may see me at the yard today. So,
all right.
Have a great one, Marty. Happy holiday to everybody out there.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. The great Larry Krueger on The Gary Radnitz Show with Larry Krueger. He's the one.